You know what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you folks, is to do a little meditation that is a bit of a stretch. You know, we do a lot of yoga in the stress reduction clinic, and I think a lot of people feel like they either love meditation or they love yoga, but they don't understand why one would be into the other. But I love them both. There's something about working with the body that is really extraordinary. Maybe we could do a little standing yoga for a few moments, just for fun, and I'll stand up here, and you may want to take your socks off. And if you don't want to do this, you don't have to. And you can also play around with using the chairs to hold you if you want to at certain points, or the wall. Let's first just stand. Remember, I guided using that mountain image. How did you feel about that mountain image, by the way? Was it helpful? Sort of just in terms of like what you're doing sitting? Okay. So now standing, become a mountain or a tree, whatever you like. But this two-footed balance posture is called the mountain in yoga. And if you're sitting, then just do the same thing sitting. Standing and putting your mind in your feet. And feeling the contact between the feet and the floor. The sensations, whatever they are. And imagining, if you will, that you are a tree and that you have roots that go right down, energy roots that go right down and ground you, that go at least as far down as you go up. And then taking a deep breath in, watching out for your neighbors on either side, bringing your arms up as if they were kind of like wings, and stretching up over the head, and clasping the fingers together, pushing the upper arms against the ears, and just stretching out of your ankles, coming up straight with your pelvis tucked underneath you, okay, so that you're not like swaying your back, but you're tucking as if you had sand in your back pockets and it's pulling you down, a lot of sand. Okay, and now breathing here. Closing your eyes and just sensing the possibility of dropping in behind any effort so that while there is a stretch going on, you're also underneath the sensations of stretching that may have a little bit of discomfort to them. And you're just standing here. The longer you stand here, the more sensations you're going to experience, perhaps, and just breathing with them. Lifting, stretching, feeling the breath in the belly. And developing a kind of a equanimity that holds whatever sensations are arising, including perhaps fatigue and also whatever thoughts are arising, like how long are we going to keep this up? And just let that all be like the surface of the ocean. And you're the waving around, and you're dropping underneath it to just stillness and the sound of the rain. At home, right inside this. And then letting the arms come apart, unclasping the fingers, and pushing out with the hands, again, sensing the people on either side of you and moving accordingly, and seeing if you can just let them come down, keeping your mind in your arms so that you're totally in the arms, full awareness of all the sensations in the arms as they kind of float down of their own accord. And just staying in the body and experiencing the arms coming to rest and what the breath does as the arms come to rest. Dropping right back into standing. Rooted in your posture, stand still. The forest knows where you are. Feeling the entire envelope of your skin. and the spaces between your bones, and the breath moving in the entire body, moving freely through the entire body. Just this moment, the sound of the rain, a car door, just like this. And then very slowly, allowing the arms to come back up, staying in touch with them, starting with an in-breath. And then when they come up, this time, relaxing your left arm and stretching the fingers of the right hand up as if you were going to pick some grapes, which are just out of reach, and then raising, if it helps, the opposite heel to get some elevation. And just breathing as you feel the stretch coming right out of the right heel. Breathing, letting the breath move freely, deeply, and then slowly relaxing that and doing the other side. Reaching up, the opposite heel coming up, stretching. Grounding yourself in the breath and in the sensations arising from asking the body to do this. And down. Then one more time on an in-breath, bringing the arms up. And as you do, letting the weight shift over onto your right foot. So that if it's possible, and you can hold on to something if you want. If it's possible, you come up onto just the right leg, standing with the arms out and the left leg up, breathing, stretching, gazing at some point in front of you that might hold you. And slowly coming down, and come down in such a way, if you can, come down in such a way that you can't quite tell when you stop standing on one foot and you're standing on two. Right back into the breath, now rooted in two feet. And then slowly letting the weight shift over onto the other foot and coming up one smooth movement. Stretching right out through here, big. Like Leonardo da Vinci's person in the square, in the circle, a human being in balance, balancing, and slowly down. Staying in touch, staying in your body with the breath, with all the sensations coming and going. I'm a very strong advocate of doing something like this with your body every single day, whether you feel like it or not. Something that nourishes the body in some deep level that is its own form of meditation. You do it with full mindfulness, but you're actually asking the body to do something like stretch or balance or lift, you know, so that you're developing strength and flexibility and balance all together. And since the mind and body are not two separate things, you work this body part, the mind also of a sudden starts to learn how to fall into greater balance, how to be much more flexible when something comes at it, and develop a certain robust fortitude that doesn't wilt in the face of challenge. And if you do it early in the morning, along with some formal sitting practice or something like that, tunes you for the entire rest of the day. Then you go to work and you're a different person. Because, you know, if you play the violin or guitar, you tune it first. So, you know, when the body gets out of bed and it's anxious, don't get in the shower, get down on the floor. Get down on the floor and do a few minutes of anything. Make it up. get a yoga book and look at it, you know. It doesn't matter. One of the best things to do, because we have so much trouble between the knees and the rib cage. Human beings have a lot of trouble between the knees and the rib cage. We make a lot of trouble between the knees and the rib cage too. But part of it is like the upright standing posture and strain and the lack of balance sometimes between the abdomen and the back, because we're always falling forward. We're collapsing a lot of the time. And when you come to do formal sitting practice, you realize how hard it is to just keep the spine upright, because there's always this tendency to collapse.